Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see now the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right. Bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings in the night. My love I bring to you.
Bye.
y'all got me. Thank you for giving me the update, Contrail. And Sister Aviar, that they were playing tricks on this homie. You know, they tried to undermine, as they always do, periodically, the Real Talk for Real People show. Why are they so afraid of this little bitty talk show? They're afraid of the guest star that we always talk about on this show. Now, who would that guest be? Well, all praises and blessings to his name is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. See, he's the leading entity in this show. See, they don't want you to know a whole lot of things about the truth. They try to regulate and control the truth. But they know in the Real Talk for Real People show, that's just what you're going to get. Real talk about real truth, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And bless him, our souls, and all that is within us. And so that's why we do our due diligence, and we work together, synchronized. See, they don't realize we're attached to by the hips, brothers and sisters, you know. They don't realize, Abby, I said, oh, I can't hear. And what will Yum Soup? Knock some music on, get back in the system, work out the kinks through the Most High. What would Cartrell do? Soup, I can't hear you, brother. Thanks to the Most High. Soup, get right back into the fray. Put in a little prayer, a little work, and here we is. Here we are. If you're from New York. But down south, it's here we is. But now here we are. And that being said, we are proud to bring to you Cartrell from New York City, Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan. We're proud to bring to you the guest star of these shows, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And we do due diligence in our efforts to do so. And we work together, synchronized in doing so. But that being said, we offer these comprehensive, simplistic, colorful studies. And see, Yah is always the dominant factor in these stories. Yes, you have supporting actors and so on and so forth. Regarding the story we're talking about, it is in the case of Job, you have a supporting actor, but the star of the show behind the scenes is always the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And yes, there's Balazad, there's Elisaphat, you know, and so on and so forth. That's the woman, you know, turned on him. But all women are not that way. All women are not the way that Job's wife is. You got some ride or die sisters, you know, the ride or die witches. Unfortunately, in the case of Job's wife, she wasn't that ride or die. And that's not to denigrate or put the onus on all women, because there's some bad brothers out here too. Okay, they crooked in a dog hind leg too, and I ain't seen a dog yet with straight back legs. So when Yom Suf and Katria and Sister Hootie talks about us as a nation, not really putting it down, but telling it like it is, and sometimes we just had to tell the story the way it is. But we had to do clarification sometimes. It's in the case of Job's wife, who broke bad on him. But like I said, all women ain't like Job's wife. You had Queen Adasha / Esther. You had Deborah. You had Ruth. I mean, you got Wisdom. She's a female entity. You know, so it goes without saying. But you got King Saul on the other hand. He was a bad brother, you know. You got a whole lot of us. But men and women in our nation makes the world go round. And we're not tethered to the hip, we should be tethered to the hip. Because we're both at fault here. And we both do good things sometimes. So that's why we tell you these stories in its truth and entirety. We tell it like it is. And we will continue to tell it like it is on the Real Talk for Real People station. We will always bring the star on, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We always tell about his supporting staff, you know, Job and so on and so forth, depending upon the story. So you can get a comprehensive study, the do's and don'ts and what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. And that's the way it is. But that being said, you know, I like to make comments on contemporary subject matter before we get started. And tonight is Family Affair Night. You know, you don't know Family Affair? It's a family affair. Yeah. Sister affair. Brother affair. It's family. And we're tethered together by the hips. And we always like to give praises to the Most High on this day after our studies. At the end of our studies, we all maybe a testimony in regards to the Most High. It's a family affair. Yes, that's the night it is. But let me make this quick commentary. Did you see that lieutenant governor in Virginia, a sister from Jamaica? You didn't miss anything. Coonery at its finest. She needs the validation of her oppressor. She needs the approval of our oppressors. But goes without saying, we got brothers do the very same thing. And it comes as no shock to me, especially when you don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You like the approval and validation of your oppressors. We don't. We don't need them. Don't want them. We don't care about no stinking approval of validation. We don't care about no stinking oppressor be telling us who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing. Now, do we? But we do care about the validation and approval of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And certainly, our brothers and sisters, whom are our neighbors, we care about that, should care about that. But before we get started, let me bring my dear sister on from Michigan, Sister Yehuda. May the Most High bless you, Ima. Sister, your mic is hot. So Yehuda, your mic is hot. Okay. Maybe you got your mic off.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know what? I'm just talking.
I said, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm saying, where she is? She sent me an update. Now I got to update her.
Shalom, shalom. Bless you to all that's listening.
May the Most High bless you. May the Most High bless you, sister.
Yes, and I'm thankful because it's going to be 60s in the 60s tomorrow. And
right.
When it's nice, I try to get out and do things and just be thankful and humble because the winter is coming.
Oh, you better believe it.
Right. You know, I was watching about, and I'm always interested in rural things going on around the world, the governments and how the people react. And in Haiti, it's so messed up. You have all these groups that blame the government. You have some parts of the government blaming these gangs that are burning the houses. They're burning police officer houses. They're burning just regular citizen homes. And it's so chaotic.
Right.
And then I'm looking at Mexico, the same thing. Everybody's blaming everybody else. They had murdered 46 students. And the parent, and it was thousands of people that came out various days to protest and demand for the government to find out where their sons are. He's a college student
right.
in Mexico. And right. I'm looking at these two countries and also going into people even from Africa going through the plane, traveling on the plane to South America. And you got some guides that are not corrupted, but helping people get through the United States. All I want to go to the USA. And I was looking at these three stories saying how have really ruined these countries. They have a hand in hurting, and they're turning against one another. And it's so much corruption. And yet, I mentioned yesterday they're building this wall in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the wall is going to keep them out. And it's like, I think it's a word I want to use, and I can't think of it. You left a mess. The United States left a mess in these countries. And people are suffering. And then you want to build a wall to keep them out. It's like you started this mess. With the Native Americans and even us, the Israel and African Americans that were already here were brought here. And it's just interesting to see how things transpiring with all this conflict around us. And what they can come home to roost. I mean, it's so much stuff going on. We need to be thankful that even though we go through hardship, that, you know, people have lost their lives just to have some form of freedom despite the issues in this country. So it's something to really think about.
Exactly.
I just thought I brought it up because we need to be aware of what's going on and humble ourselves. You know, we complain about things. But that's why I said I'm thankful it's going to be in the 60s. Just think around the world, people are dying. And I mean, we can't do anything about it. It's just to the point of, but we can live our life better. You see what I'm saying? Not better in material, but humble ourselves. Be more kinder to one another because you never know who's going through what. Thank you.
Thank you, so that's certainly true. Beautiful commentary. Let us bring our dear brother and friend on from New York City, Cottrell. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Tov Ari, Sister Yehudi. May the Most High bless you and your families.
Thank you very much, brother. And your family also.
I appreciate that. But Yah said a mouthful, man. We got to be grounded in Yah in these days and times. And from what I'm seeing, from the story of Job, we know that the adversary goes to and fro in the earth, but he has to report back to Yah. And my thing is, like, if he did that to Job, who else is he doing it to? And from my perspective, he's doing it to everybody. He's putting everybody on this one.
Everybody going through stages. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to hold on tight like Job. We have to keep faith in Yah and be grounded in Yah. Like you so eloquently put when you opened up with your dissertation, Yom Tov, that's
Thank
the main
you,
topic of this show. The
exactly.
show is our creator and our connection
exactly.
to him. And what we're seeing with Job is what we're going through. How do you know the adversary is not testing you? You got people criticizing
exactly.
you. People break. I know a lot of people would have broke under Job's situation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are breaking under Job's situation. And they don't realize that it's a test. Are you going to be faithful and loyal and dedicated to Yah? Or are you so impulsive that you're compelled to be more worried about the materialistic things and
right.
things of vanity than your relationship with the Most High?
Exactly.
And I also want to talk about my brother, Ahmed Arbery. Universal
okay.
white racism at its
mm-hmm.
finest.
You better believe it.
You looked at the trial today and saw what transpired. The evidence speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
They chased his brother for 5 minutes. He didn't say a word to them. They chasing him with pickup vans with Confederate flags on the vans. And he's supposed to stop and talk to them and give them information.
Right.
No, I wouldn't stop and talk to them. If I seen some country bumpkins with rifles talking about stop, what you doing in the neighborhood? No, I'm trying to get out of there real as fast as I can, which is what he did for 5 minutes. The guy that was supposedly taking the video, and he's supposed to be so innocent, he hit Ahmed with his truck 4 times.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. All that's coming out. They show his body laying in the street. They put a hole in his chest and his side. I mean, it was grotesque to have his Ima, his mother, sit there and witness the video, watching her son get shot savagely by these racist crackers.
They give me, they try to act like that. We were getting a citizen to arrest. Man, you ain't got no authority to be arresting nobody with no shotguns or whatnot. Hitting them with the what kind of yeah, no. Go ahead on with that nonsense.
They said one guy was standing outside his house, and he saw Ahmed running through the neighborhood, and he alerted the two guys that shot him. They run, get their guns. One of the older guy, the senior, sitting in his living room, he pops up because his son heard the news, runs in, gets his rifle, pops his rifle. They both jump into the, you know, their vehicle. Meantime, the neighbor that alerted them, he jumps in his vehicle when he sees them take off, and they trap him. They trap Ahmed. But he ran. He escaped them for like 5 minutes. And brother was fighting for his life, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
He certainly was. Horrific.
Let me say this right quick. This is what I was explaining the other day. It's a frustration with our people because we migrated into these neighborhoods. And I knew all along, and a lot of us, that there's certain people just don't want us, don't like us. The Most High want us to be separated anyway.
Especially in Georgia.
Huh?
Especially in Georgia.
Yes. And I said, where are the parents and the grandparents to teach our children? See, this is maybe 10 years, nothing has happened. Don't mean that the 11th year, something won't happen. And it's always been an undercurrent of racism in this nation. It's founded on that. So don't be surprised. More of us are going to die in the hands of people who, for no apparent, some of them don't even know I didn't hate it. So that's why we need to stay strong in the Most High and get the word out and educate people. This is going to continue to happen.
The prosecutor said that their defense is they were making a citizen arrest. A citizen arrest for what?
Suspicion. All right. All right, y'all. Let's give the students what they came for. Let's give them the star of the show. Turn to chapter 7, please, of Job. And Job, in this chapter, is continuing his defense against Elias, his friend. He's continuing his defense. He's defending himself. So he says, let me get my reading spectacles. May the Most High bless us and direct and order our step. All praises be to his name. And he says,
Hallelujah.
And he said, okay, truly man has a term of service on earth. Time to be here, time to get up out of here. His days are like those of a harlot, like a worker. You got to put in work. Like a slave who long for evening shadow. That's how life's are. Like a howling who waits for his wages. So, I've been allotted months of fertility. Nights of misery have been apportioned me. Now, this is what I'm going through now. When I lie down, I think, when shall I rise? But the night drags on. I'm sated with tossing to morning twilight because of this information from the top of my head to the bottom. And then the psychological impact on the loss of my children. My wife had broke bad on me. My friends are shady. I've lost my livelihood. So it's coming from all ends to me. My flesh is covered with maggots. And obviously, that must be true. Y'all don't know what that brother was going through. But he didn't curse y'all. My flesh is covered with maggots. Can you imagine that? And clots of earth. My skin is broken and festering. He's telling you what he's going through physically. My days fly faster than a weaver's shuttle and come to their end without hope. Consider that my life is but wind. I'm here today and gone tomorrow. I shall never see happiness again. The eyes that gaze on me will not see me. You looking at me, you'll never see me no more. Your eye will seek me, but I shall be gone as a cloud fades away. So whoever goes down to Sheol, does not come up. He returns no more to his home. His place does not know him. On my part, I'm not going to shut my mouth. I'm going to tell you like it is. I would not speak with restraint. Y'all that came at me, you telling me this and that and the other like you know what's going on? I'm going to tell you the real deal. I will give voice to the anguish of my spirit. I'm going to tell you what I'm going through. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the dragon that you have set watching? You come here looking, watching over me. When I think, my bed will comfort me. My couch, I will share my sorrow. You frighten me with your dreams. You to come here and talk about this dream you had. I'm looking for a little bit of love. A little bit of consolation. A little bit of lifting up and encouraging words. I ain't getting that from you. You come here talking about your dreams. You didn't say what y'all said. You talking about you had a dream. And you know I'm wrong. He said, I'm not going to restrain myself. I'm going to let loose on you. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, it's time to pray for everything. Everybody think you will be sugar and spice and everything nice. Just love on everybody. Don't never get nobody told. Sometimes you got to get people told. And he getting them told. And he getting them told rightly. And he said, you come here with them dreams you talking about. You frighten me with dreams and terrify me with the visions you speak of. To up to the point, I feel like I want to be strangled. Man, you make me want to die. You're going to be coming here, give me some comfort, some encouragement, some love, considering my physical ailment. My wife done broke bad on me. My children dead on me. They done stole my livelihood. I got maggots crawling on my body. Clots of dirt all over me. I can't get no comfort. I can't get no satisfaction. And here you come talking about your visions and dreams, man. I'm not going to restrain myself. I'm sick. Death, he said, you talking so much about your dreams and vision. I prefer somebody to strangle me. Before I hear another word coming out your mouth. Death to my wasted frame. I'm sick of it. I shall not live forever. Let me be. For my days are a breath. I'm here today, go tomorrow. And you come up with this nonsense. What is man that you make much of him? That you fix your attention upon him. You ain't telling me what, yeah, but you didn't come in with this pontification. You inspect him. You are inspecting me every month. You expecting me to try to get something out of me, which ain't in me. You expecting me like I'm an insect, a rock, and examining him every minute. You looking at me. You looking at me every minute since you've been here, looking for me to be at fault somewhere. I'm not at fault. I'm not going to restrain myself. I'm not going to hold back on you. Will you not look away from me for a while? Look somewhere else. Don't keep eyeballing me. Trying to get me to say I did something I ain't did nothing. You ain't said, hey, man, I'm sorry about your children. I'm sorry about you losing your welfare. I'm sorry about you got them maggots all. Can I do something to help you? You want me to go get you some water, have washed them out? You know I love you, bro. You know it's going to be all right. You know the Most High might be testing you, man. I know you ain't did nothing wrong, but you're going to sit and eyeball me all day long. Looking for me to falter. Looking to justify your pontification on me. See, you can't hold back on some folks sometimes. You got to get to what they're looking for. He said, won't you look somewhere else? Let me be till I swallow my spittle. If I have sinned, what have I done to you? See, that's what people are. People always try to get in folks' business. Always try to get dirt on people. But he's telling him, so what if I did? What it got to do with you? But you're going to try to make me do something I hadn't did. But if I did, what it got to do with you? Why are you trying to put dirt on me? Matter of fact, you're trying to put me under the dirt. But he already told him I hadn't did anything. So he pushing him off of, get off me with that. Sometimes you gotta get people told. You watchers of men, you don't probably have putting your attention on men like that. Yeah, that's all y'all do. Go around watching men and women. See why she done failed. She, I told you. Oh, yeah, girl, she done lost her job. She ain't no good. She ain't got no how. She ain't got no, he ain't got nothing. I told you, look at him. Look, watch him. Watch him. They got COVID-19. They must have did something bad. Watch him. Stop focusing on men and that and what's going on with them and focus on the Most High. And he said, you watchers of men, you just watch men and women all the time trying to find some fault. Why make me your target? Why make me your target? And a burden to myself? You trying to put my stuff on me to make me feel worse. Why do you not pardon my transgression? If you think I did something wrong, why don't you pardon me? And forgive my iniquity. But now y'all don't want to do that. Y'all want to come to just try to spot every little bit of everybody, watch every little bit of everything, and pontificate and be dogmatic instead of trying to forgive and show some love on somebody. Yeah, youngster. Oh, yeah. Yeah, girl. Yeah, fella. Yeah, he ain't doing too well, no, but. But you don't know why he ain't doing too well. You can't speak for y'all. You don't know what Yum Soup got going on with y'all. But you busy watching Yum Soup where you need to be watching yourself and trying to show a little love and forgiveness with your brothers and sisters. But now, we didn't get to the point because of social engineering and conditions in this Western Hemisphere. That's how they already trained us to watch each other. Watch them. Watch them. Oh, yes, a rebound. Because they dirty. But truth be told, we're all dirty. Won't you try to exercise a little forgiveness, a little bit of pardon of transgressions, a little bit of love to one another? That's what he's saying. And sometimes you can't restrain yourself from telling the truth to people. And you can't sugarcoat it either. And you shouldn't. And Job is saying that. But people getting at you and they wrong and they're watching you all the time and trying to put you as dirty and they're pontificating, being all self-righteous, and they're the best thing since sliced bread, you got to get them told. They say, I'm not going to restrain myself. For soon, I shall lay down in the dust. All of us going to lay down in the dust. Why get at each other like that? Why come to each other like that? Being shady. And when you see me, you won't see me. I'll be gone. It'll be the end of my story. So what is Job saying? Well, Job is saying, hey, man, I just need a little love. I just need a little pardon. If I did something, I just need a forgiveness of my iniquity. I don't need you to be watching me every minute of every hour of every day as if I'm that important. I'm not that important. And I ain't did nothing against y'all. I'm not going to mention y'all in the equation of this conversation right now because I ain't did nothing to y'all. But you on the other hand with your pontification and your dogmatic attitude, instead of you coming here, I'm sorry to hear about your children. I'm sorry your wife acting all shady on you. I'm sorry that you lost your property. I'm sorry that you're physically incapacitated. What can I do to help you? Well, what can I do, Joe? Because I know the Most High, it shows you some love. Because you're a blameless and righteous man. So I don't want to psychologically kick you when you're already down. I know you're feeling bad already. See, we need to start learning to come to people the right way. Instead of self-righteousness. As if you know everything behind the scene. And you got the line to the Most High. He got a hotline. He calling Yum Soup. What's up, y'all? Yeah, Sister Hootie. Yeah, she did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I call you because you something special. Oh, no. Contrail, your suit. He did this. I call you because you something special. Watch him. Watch him every minute, every hour, every day. And psychologically oppress them. Make them feel better than what they are. You see what I'm getting at? Y'all ain't got no hotline in Yum Soup. Yum Soup ain't that, ain't nothing special. But I need to show my brothers and sisters some love. Because only y'all knows what's in the heart and minds of men and women. Not Yum Soup Arif. And not you. So because you don't know, don't come off the wrong way. Don't come putting eyes on people and putting your mouth on people and not showing any love to people. Because we're here today and going tomorrow. Now you see me, now you don't. That was Job is saying. And it's true. Sister Hootie, Cottrell, y'all got the mic.
Yes, Sister Hootie.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all got the mic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, from my perspective, is Job is a very strong spiritual man.
Right.
To be there with all that he's gone through and going through.
Right.
Can't sleep at night. He got boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his foot. He got worms coming out of his body. He lost his family. His wife, he just found out he's a fool.
Uh-huh.
Now here comes his friend.
Right.
And his friends, like you said, not trying to counsel him. But the one thing Job could do is battle these fools.
And he battled. And battle he did.
And energy. To battle them word for word. And I admire this man. Because I know if I had boils on the top of my head about my foot, I ain't talking to nobody. You can't even come see me. I'm going in isolation until I heal. My man is out there with all his affliction, and he's battling them. He can't even sleep at night. Imagine that. So he does.
He had strength, Cottrell, to fight back, didn't he?
Right.
Huh? He had strength, Cottrell, to fight back, didn't he?
That's why he's written in this book.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Job is written in this book. And there's another aspect to it. T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, none of these philosophies that they pump in comes into the dialogue of his friends.
Exactly.
You need to believe in the son of the, you need to believe in the son of the father. That wasn't their doctrine, no. You did something wrong, ah. Tell us what you did, confess, repent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's been ancient. That's Yah's ways. And we know, because we have insight from reading the first two chapters, what was really going on. Because it was really a spiritual battle that Yah placed on Job by way of the adversary. And they couldn't figure that out. They trying to figure it out. They don't know what's going on. Just like now.
Right.
We don't really know what's going on in the spiritual realm. But trust me, there's something going on in the spiritual realm.
You're probably
part of it.
Right.
Unbeknownst to you.
Right.
You're being looked at by the Most High and the adversary, because he goes to and fro and does what he do. And he got powers, trust me. For him to be able to do this to Joe, woo-wee! What other things can he do to people?
Exactly.
You know what's interesting in verse 16 throughout, he said, I have wasted away. I will not live forever. Leave me alone, for my days are a breath. What is man that you should make him great and that you should set your heart on him? That you should visit him every morning, trying him every moment? How long do you not look away from me? You leave me alone till I swallow my saliva.
Leave me alone.
Have I sinned? What have I done to you, O watcher of men? Why have you set me as your target so that I am a burden to you? And why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my crookedness? For now I lay down in the dust, and you shall seek me, but I am not. And that's a poignant statement. He's talking to his friend. And I don't want to give him away, but let's just give him. Why are you condemning me?
Yeah, why are you so focused on me?
Go home. But you got a wife and children? You really come to help me.
But you ain't doing me no good. You ain't helping me. Go on. Stop looking at me. Go on somewhere.
But you could also look at it as him making a plea to Yah in the same breath.
Yeah.
At the same time.
That's what he was doing.
You could ask Yah, what has been that you should exalt him, that you should set your heart on him, because Yah sets his heart on man, hoping that he does right, that you should visit him every morning and test him every moment. How long will you not look away from me and let me alone till I swallow my saliva? Have I sinned? He's asking, yeah, have I sinned? What have I done to you, O watcher of men? You know that Yah watches men too. Why have you set me as your target? He thinks that Yah is targeting him when
right.
It's really on your chest. Right? So he said, so that I'm a burden to myself. Right? So he got to struggle with himself not to curse
Yah. Right. Right.
Why then do you not pardon my transgression, something that Yah can do, and take away my iniquity, something that Yah can do? For now I will lie down in the dust, because thus I am and thus I shall return, and you will seek me diligently, but I will no longer be, because I return to the dust. That's my cycle. So he could be talking to his friends in the same breath.
Right.
Talking to
and right.
But he's verbalizing this in the ears of his friend.
Right.
It's not really a prayer.
So you're suggesting that a dual conversation is going on with Job. Job is addressing Yah and his friend at the same time and telling his friends at the same time, don't focus on me. You need to be focused on Yah, okay? Because man is nothing. We're here today, gone tomorrow, okay? You're so fixated on me that you can't see the forest for the trees. Okay. All right. Makes sense to me.
And Yah, as great as he is, what is man that Yah is mindful of us, that he will put us through this torment? When Job has probably, you know, pleaded and asked for relief, and he isn't getting it. So he's trying to figure out, like, yeah, I didn't know you worked like this. You know,
right.
What have I done? What have I done to you for you to put me through this?
So that shows
right now.
But it shows, Cartrell and Sister Yehudi, this blameless and righteous man, as he was, and we all agree to this, didn't know, didn't have a hotline with Yah. He didn't know what was really going on with Isaac, truth be told.
Exactly. Just like now, we don't know what's going on, do we? Do we really know what's going on?
No, we don't. May have an inkling, but a skeleton, no.
Godrell, Sister Yehudi, I don't know what's going on from minute to minute. That's why I trust in Yah. I don't know what's going on from minute to minute, hour to hour, second to second, day to day. That's why I put my trust in Yah. He knows what's going on. And that I do know for certainty.
That's the bottom line. I got to keep trusting Yah, which is why we give his praise, honor, and glory every night, night in, night out. And he got the breath of life. So just got to remain steadfast like Job, because all that
right.
He's going through, his loyalty to Yah is supreme.
Well, Cartrell, you and I recently lost sisters. We don't know what's going on, but we just trust in Yah. So that's what you got to do, Cartrell. That's what we got to do. We didn't understand why, and I didn't question Yah why. That wasn't my prerogative. I'm not the creator. So I know Yah know what's going on. He took your sister, took my sister. I know the void and the pain it left, and I still don't know what's going on at the end of the day. But what makes it peaceful for me to make me have peace of mind, I trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. I don't have to know what's going on. I don't have to fixate on me and the women and what's going on with them. Because behind the scenes, there's something else going on, as you alluded to, Katria, and that is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. He's in charge of everything and everyone, bottom line.
I come to the conclusion that my mother didn't create me, my father didn't design me, that I came from nothing, not necessarily nothing, but from a design that the Most High made. The Most High made me from nothing.
Right.
He gave me the gift of life. And the way he described it, you know, how, you know, one sperm makes it to the egg out of billions, and I was fortunate to make it there to witness the great creation of our Creator. And when
going to action.
Out, I'm going back, guess what, to where I came from.
Hmm.
Ain't that the truth? Well, Sister Huda and Cottrell, we always like to end our study session with a beautiful song from Yah, by virtue of them calling them the Psalms, but they're actually songs of praise and thanksgiving to the Most High, and trust in the Most High, and devotion and loyalty, as should be, to the Most High. Cottrell's going to lead us in a song, long as he don't sing it, long as he just voices it. It's going to be all right. He don't know the one lyric. He don't know what one lyric to hallelujah. He just started at a hallelujah, hallelujah. But Cottrell, what else with the hallelujah, bro? He can't tell you that. You know, I don't think,
can
I don't
you?
Think, well,
can
I,
you?
I'm not an ASAP singer.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not an ASAP singer. I can't carry water in a bucket, Cottrell, but I try a little something every now and then. Praise the Most High. I'm just messing with you.
You've been around the sun as many times as me.
Right.
Just a couple of months later. But I know you heard that song, brother. I know you heard that song.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it. But I'm like you. I can't remember, but hallelujah, hallelujah. Just like you.
So why you getting on me?
Oh, I just like to do. I'm just, you know how the younger brother like to pick on his older brother? It's that kind of thing. But you know I love and respect you, bro. That's all.
Yeah, he likes to pick on you. He picks on me, too.
Well, I know that I know three more lyrics than him.
Yeah. Yeah, he did know that. He did know that. I just knew the hallelujah part.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The
praise, it is family night, Katriel. Right. It is family night,
Katriel. Yes, sir. So me, I always give praise, honor, and glory to my friend, my king, my creator. I love him with all my heart, soul, all my being, because I wouldn't be here. He created me. So I got to follow the path he's given me.
Hallelujah.
It's such a beautiful path. He's showing me wisdom. And what she say? Those that find me find life and obtain favor of Yah. I'm so glad I found him. I'm in love with her.
She ain't lying,
I'm
is she?
I'm so in love with her.
She ain't never lied.
Oh,
she
man.
Ain't never lied.
So I seek her daily. She's my companion. Yes, I look for her. I love her. I want her. She introduces herself. She exposes herself. It's a wonderful thing. So I get praise every day. My creator, our king, the king of Israel, the holy one of Israel, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we must be reminded every day, remind of our children of who he is. Because he does wonderful things, especially on behalf of the nation of Israel. And this song is dedicated to him, the star of the show. Psalms
114.
I don't know who wrote it, but he gives us great insight into this love affair that we should have with Yah, our King, our Creator, our Maker. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
When Yisrael left Mizraim, when Israel left Egypt, when the family of Yaakov left a foreign nation behind, Yehuda became his sanctuary. What's a sanctuary? Anybody know? What's a sanctuary?
Set apart place.
Yeah. a place that's sacred, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have wild sanctuaries where you can't touch the animals, you can't hunt them, because that's where they're supposed to have their peace. Do you know that if you run into a sanctuary, if you murder somebody, the police can't go in and get you?
Right.
The police have to turn you over. And we have sanctuary cities. We call them cities of refuge.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a dwelling place of peace. So when we came out of Egypt, how this story is starting, right? It says that Judah became Yah's sanctuary. Yah already had already pre-selected Judah as being king of the nation. Israel, his kingdom. And eventually it got split up. Judah and Israel split up.
Yes.
It says the sea soared and fled. What sea? The Red Sea. The Jordan River turned back. Yeah, when Joshua came through, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why do you flee, O sea? Why do you turn back, O Jordan River? Why do you skip like rams, O mountains, like lambs, O hills? Tremble, O earth, before Yah, before the Elohim of Yahweh, who turneth a rock into a pool of water, and hard rock into spring of water. Something Yah's doing now. The presence of Yah is near because the earth is being shook up. Yeah. He turns hard rock into springs of lava, which look like springs of water. They have 27 plus volcanoes erupting now. Seismic activity worldwide. They're talking about global warming, but it's really the presence of Yah getting closer and closer. It says, tremble, O earth, before the presence of Yah, before the Elohim of Yahweh, who turns a rock into a pool of water and hard rock into springs of water. How does he do that? He could turn rocks into water with Moses. He told him to speak to the rock, and the rock became water. But he can make the rock so hot it becomes lava, and it runs like a spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're seeing now worldwide, especially in these islands in what they call the Canary Islands,
mm-hmm.
the coast of Africa, Northwest Africa, La Palma. You should see that volcano. It is unbelievable. So they could attribute it to global warming, but I say it's the presence of Yah. The earth is trembling. Yah is getting closer and closer to bringing judgment on the earth.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Well, I don't have any commentary on that, Cottrell, because it should be self-explanatory. So that's my commentary. It should be self-explanatory because it's a rather simple song, and it's explicit and it's straight to the point. And so Yah's in control of everything and anything, for that is concerned. So I give the extend the mic to Sister Hootie.
Well, you know, that's interesting what he said, that it's not necessarily global warming. Anything that you do to destroy or not take care of, it has a reaction. Just like immense pollutants in the earth, eventually it comes up to the surface and it affects people's breathing, respiratory, and other ailments and organs. We were supposed to take care of the earth like some of the indigenous tribes in this country, to only get what we need and not necessarily what we want. And we have to prepare ourselves right now. Not necessarily a material thing, but trying to live a humble and righteous life within yourself. And some people are going to die, get sick, which is the sickness with this COVID is happening, like with Russia. Now, in Europe, this is what's stated. I don't know if it's true. But a resurgence of this virus has popped back up again. and you have people running around scared that they should take it, and they're pushing for 5-year-olds. So you can say we're living in a time of confusion and chaos. But if you keep studying, maybe you get saved out of it. Because truthfully, I don't know anybody personally died of COVID. Maybe one, but one I found out didn't die of it. It just complicated the ailment that he already had. So sometimes I wonder where it's coming from, but I have to have faith and believe there is a real. And not be pulled in two different directions of confusion. So with that, I say, Jehu, have a little sleep tonight. I'm meditating on things that my brothers are saying, which make a lot of sense. And I thank you.
Thank you, sister. Well, since you have tonight, and it's praise night, and we like to send our sisters the common courtesy of them praise to the Most High, a testimony, a somewhat, in some regard, to share with the fellow students.
Well, like earlier, you know, what makes, even though we all go through something, let's put it like that, through life. When I say thankful, not just with my words, but my actions, I thank the Most High that I got food. I'm over it. You know, people can say accolades and, what is your action that you take? So the Most High sees all, knows all. And while we're alive, we should be able to do what is right. Someone had asked me not to, why are you honest? Or why does he tell them the truth? And I said, well, why not? I know people manipulate the truth. And I know people will talk about truth. But I say what you mean is greater than me. Why not tell the truth? It don't mean that you're naive. You don't have to have long summations and paragraphs and what have you. Just speak the truth. Why not? So we are bombarded by people who, because own will, what they think is. And I've also learned not to respond so quickly, just to listen. But I don't put too much emotion when people feel or criticize. I try to look from their point of view, but at the same time, I know I'm God's child. So I have things to do other than the idols. That's one of my pet peeves. I don't like that. And I try to maintain a type of atmosphere in my life that is humble and not argumentative. And I thank him and the people that came in my life through the years, through him, that have helped me to grow my leaps and bounds and to figure out my destiny and what my work is. What he wants my work to be, and not just my own rendition. But that doesn't mean we're like slaves and we can't be creative. It just means that we acknowledge who our creator is. And as we learn, as we get older, it reveals what we need to do. Say, Zehu, thank you for the opportunity to speak. So people can understand that life is too short for argument, for debate, negative debate. We need just to come together and have positive dialogue. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Hood. Let me bring on Sister Avia from New York City. Sister
Avia.
May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Yes, shalom, and may the Most High bless you, Yom Suf Ari, Sister Huda, and Brother Kantia. I just want to say it myself. All praises to the Most High, Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah.
God of my father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I had to get off for a minute. It seemed like every time I'm waiting or somebody decides they got to ring my bell for some reason or that. But I hurry up to get asked to listen. I'm busy. Take this egg and go on. But anyway, as far as, you know, Job, I wanted to say also, Job was mighty strong in his faith and his strength and trust in Yah. Because, Lord, there's so many people now, if they stomp their toe or you stick them with, get stuck with a little rose thorn or something, they be going to curse Yah in a second.
Yes.
And you said all the trials and tribulations that he's gone through and he's steadfast in his love for Yah and his trust and faith. And I just keep praying that Yah keeps me the same way. If I've been, we, like you said, we all have some problems during this lifetime. But I mean, for it to be that painful and for him to have so-called friends reminds me of the court system. He had prosecutors as friends. He didn't have no counselors. His prosecutors wanted Job to plead guilty and get it over with. And that's the same mess that's going on today. They want you to say you're guilty when you're innocent. But I just praise y'all anyway, and I thank them for life. I thank them for you brothers and sisters. And I thank them for the platform. I am so grateful I'm getting the word, y'all's word. And y'all be safe this weekend and every day. And your family. May y'all bless you all.
Thank you.
You as well, Sister Abia.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Sister Abia. I'm going to leave your mic up like I leave everybody else mic on. And I'm going to bring, Cartrell, mic already on. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot.
I'd like to give praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, just for my life, for the parents that he gave me. I know he created me, but he gave me the parents to mold me, and they focused a lot of attention on us as their children, and gave me the ability to see crystal clearly the word of the Most High. And I'm so grateful that my father taught me the way he taught me, and my mother taught me the way she taught me. I'm happy and glad for the sisters and brothers that he gave me, my children, my grandchildren, my wife, just the life he's given me. I'm so thankful that he sustains and maintains me each and every day. So all praise to the Holy One. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I simply like to keep it short, quick, and sweet. I'd like to give thanks to the Most High for all that I am, all that I hope to be according to what the Most High would have me be. Everything I got, the prospects of restoring my soul for his name's sake, the prospects of restoring my health for his name's sake, the prospects of continuing doing the Real Talk for Real People show for many, many years to help facilitate the stagehands operation of keeping this show together and letting the Most High be center stage and should be always be in our lives. The Most High should never be secondary. He's not anyone good like luck charm, and that's the way it should be. And keep pushing that forward, because all the answers, in spite of what you may know, is not in being, but it's in the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. I'd like to thank the Most High for Sister Abby of New York City, Sister Yehuda, Detroit, Michigan, and certainly Cartrell of New York City. I'd like to thank the Most High for all the students on the Real Talk for Real People show who've taken time out to study the Most High in its comprehensive and simplest fashion so they can garner everything they need to help facilitate their studies in life. I'd like to thank the Most High finally for what we offer y'all at the end of this show, a new heart and a new spirit. But we got some time left. And Sister Hootie, if you care to partake of talking about wisdom, women, whatever you care to partake of, so Abby, y'all's phone, you two sisters, y'all go at it. Y'all want to talk about sisters and whatnot? We all down. We all down. So you want to bring up a conversation about any one of our wonderful sisters in our study? By all means, you have the mic.
Well, they get well blind, then pivot back to shared interests.
So, Shahudi?
Well,
you got your mic off again.
Political strategy.
You put us up on mute again, Shahudi. So, Shahudi, where you at?
Republicans are feeling emboldened.
I don't know how I did. I'm sorry.
You know you got Abby on laughing at you.
That's okay. I need a good laugh. I'm like, how did I put, I'm just talking again, and I got it on mute. I don't know how I did that. Sorry about that, Abby.
Yeah, let's show the sisters some love. You want to talk about anything in regards to our sister need,
y'all
help.
Did touch on something last night when about like Job's wife. Sisters today are just about the same and even worse because you see these sisters today, like they're telling the man to kiss their back part and talking to them any kind of way.
They'll tell you kiss any part now, not only the back part.
They're just so disrespectful, and I'll be thinking about that. And I'm saying, you know, no wonder y'all have let them match up with the wrong people in life because the way they are. You can't, a woman cannot expect to get respect or to receive a man, a good man, which I would consider that could lead them to y'all even, you know, to understand their position in life. And how to give respect, how to, you know, to even give life. If you can't respect your partner, how can you lay with him to bring in a life and then raise that one up to grow up, let that child grow up in a disrespectful place? It's just terrible how they do these days.
Well, Avia, I believe this. It takes two to tango, and you know you can't simply put the onus on the sisters. You got some brothers out there; they cooking in the dog's hind leg too.
Oh yeah.
And so, that being said, it takes two to tango. So it's just the onus is not on the sisters; it's on we all dirty out here. And so, what do they say at Alcoholics Anonymous as far as that is concerned? And if you don't get infused some yah in your life, you're gonna continue living under the auspices of this Western Hemisphere, universal white race friend. You'll say anything, you'll do anything, you'll be anything, and you won't have common courtesy for one another. And so what do they say, Abby? The definition, what we are, is of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That goes for the male and female. And we're doing the same thing over and over again on this Western Hemisphere concept of manhood, womanhood, relationships. The definition, you will keep doing the same thing all over again.
All that, you know, it's things from everybody just rushing and jumping in and into the sack with each other, into bed, and thinking that's love. Love don't start
sex. There. That's sex. That ain't love.
That's right. Love does not start there. And so if one, like you said too, also, if one don't love themselves and respect themselves, how are they going to expect their partner to love and respect them? And like you said, it's part of men too. I have seen men knocking women down in the street, talking about shut up, B, and all kinds of stuff, and then waiting for them, want the woman to go home and cook and then be ready to have sex at me. I know y'all must
women
be shaking
like that. Women don't operate like that. You can't talk bad to women and call them all kind of names and hit them in the eye and the mouth and tell them that has some sex. If you look for that kind of relationship, you a caveman, man. Ain't no woman act like that. Ain't no woman want to get in the bed with you. You done call her all kind of bad names all day long. You done act funky with her. And you done slapped upside the mouth. Then, you want to go to bed. What kind of woman do you want? Yeah, come on If I was a woman, I wouldn't go to bed with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we have certainly fallen very far from y'all's words, you know, for one of each other. You know, we should all respect each other, just like y'all wanted us to.
Exactly.
We can live together.
Exactly.
But everybody wants to go by these people's rules. They're not thinking about y'all's words. And that's what's going to help bring all this to a conclusion. People better wake up. Women, men, and got the children doing the same thing as they doing, is as if they was grown. You got 13, 12 years old out here having sex and running around twerking and carrying on because the mama don't teach them and the papa ain't there to teach them nothing. The papa out running too. This is not the way y'all wanted it to be.
They got him out there twerking and Daisy Duke. So what? I mean, come on now.
Oh, boy.
You you know, I told you over here, all I had to do to look out my window, I'd be seeing them jogging, and I thought it was a woman jogging up the street, and Lord, you know what it turned out to be.
Look at that boy with them Daisy Dukes on. That's what it was.
I see everything over here in this park, but I said good morning, expecting the woman to say good morning back. She said good morning back, but it was like good morning. I said, oh my God.
You need to quit it. You said good morning, Mel. Yeah, good morning to you.
The people that they have stepped too far from y'all, and it's hard to seem like they don't want to come back, even if they hear the word. If you try and tell them, you know, this is not the way y'all plan for you to, you know, to be out here acting. This is not the way you're supposed to do this. You try to show them, and they still don't want to hear. So like the scripture says, you tell them whether they accept it or not is up on them.
Abby,
you know,
keep like Noah, keep building that ark. That's showing them. You ain't got to send nothing to them. You ain't got to make them come in the ark. Keep building that ark. Keep building your personal ark. That's showing. All that talking to them, they ain't trying, and they gonna laugh at you then. Keep building your ark, okay?
Yes,
your
indeed.
Personal life.
Yes, indeed. I'm doing mine.
But you know what? The resistance. We have a lot of intelligence in some ways. We've been so integrated in this Christian philosophy and ideology, just the idea. And then when you talk to somebody about the Creator, they don't want to hear it because they've been bombarded by Christianity.
Exactly.
You know, I've had people, you're not going to be saved because of this. You know, it's just things that, how to reach not only our young people, but, and this is where you go to the Creator. Just like when I talk to a young man about his pants, it's the way I confront him. I said, most time I put the words in my mouth, I was curious. Because a lot of these young people don't understand. They think it's a fashion statement from their perspective. And it's actually disrespectful. It has nothing to do with Caucasian people. We weren't like
no.
From my understanding, with the boys, with the even the grown men wearing them like that. But my understanding that is when a man or a boy, whatever you want to call them, wear their pants below their hips, is to let another man know that they was available.
Right.
So I don't, you know, like you said, it comes from the teachings or what. You know, whatever, but I mean, they said it started in prison, but that fashion's been out here. And everybody out here, isn't that doing it like that hasn't been in prison? So I believe just like you, you know?
Right.
Sister Yehudi, Sister Abby, what is the constructive, what is the message that sending? And what do they expect out of that? What is the constructive response? Do they respect out of that? Those are questions we must pose to these young fellows. I mean, what is your message in what you're doing? And what is constructive response, you think that shit elicit.
Unless they will listen. Go ahead, you go.
I don't see nothing constructive about the fashion in itself. Because it's not, it's, what could it be? It's telling you to be a he, she? And y'all didn't put you here to be no he, she. He put you in your mama's womb to be exactly what he put you there. And
right.
As you came out. So it's just this world is just going the opposite, just like you said.
It's the people. We're bombarded by the glorification of homosexuality, promiscuous sex, all kinds of things that are, like last night I saw a glimpse of it. They were contributing us, some artists contributing music by Queen, you know, Queen, the group. Even though they had beautiful songs, he was gay. He was a homosexual.
Yeah.
And we, you know, it is put upon us. The things that's going on in this country, and our children are being absorbed in this and accepting this. I know young family members, they kind of accept it. They're not saying they would be. It's just a part of life. It's an acceptance. And,
I know, according to the daughter of the I agree with you. According to the daughter of Babylon, anything goes. Nothing off the table. But you had to set the guidelines and perimeters in your own life. Now, you know, I have two daughters. Neither one of my daughters better ever come to my door with some girl talking about that's her wife. Well, you and your wife, y'all get off my door, okay? Now, you my daughter. If you want to come see me, I'm going to love you. But don't bring that girl here talking about that's your wife. I don't get down like that. Just like Joe, sometimes you trying to be accommodating. Some things you shouldn't accommodate. Sometimes you trying to be acceptable because they didn't socially engineered and conditioned. Oh, you got to make accommodations for that. I ain't got to make accommodations for nothing. I think ain't right according to y'all. And I don't make accommodations, okay? So like
well,
I said, my two daughters,
Just that, you know what I'm saying, it's just that they promoting it because every time right now, it's best for the children not even, well, they see it out in the streets, first of all. But then when you sit down and you turn on the TV and think that your child going to watch the program, here comes the commercial, and it disgusts me, especially the first time I saw it was two black gay.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm saying now, why do they, every time they put up something about gay, I see it's a black woman gay, or it's a black man gay, or they got to mix the black man with the white man gay. And like you said, it's the way we living in this world today, what they programming, they putting it in their minds, and then it's like everybody thinking, yes, it's acceptable. No, it's not. Now, back in the scriptures, I forgot what scripture was when we went to the door and they wanted to take the men, didn't want the women.
Oh, yeah. You talk about in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now they seem like they just opened a floodgate of some and Gomorrah today, these days. So it just baffles me because once you could get the word or something, if your function is of your mind is like you would awaken that something is wrong there. Then I seen something about they come out. Following J.C. Ness again. And talking about if I believe in God, I must believe in J.C. I've been through that. And I know where J.C. took me. And that was no place.
Oh, right.
When I got the message, I understand. And I've gotten so much more out of it.
But you know,
so
you were...
Like I said, I praise y'all. Let me be quiet, because I go on and on.
No, you're fine.
Sister Yehudi, if I may, she was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, you know, if people understand the studies in this Western Hemisphere culture, and I believe when universal white race supremacy first put its tentacles on the world was during the Roman and Greek invasion. And, you know, those Greeks were notorious for their homosexuality. And the Romans, they would screw anything. They had a pants. They didn't have pants, but had everybody wore their little skirts, and the women had their little togas and what. Them Romans would screw anything. They'd have their orgies and whatnot. And so in this Western Hemisphere, they are predominant. They are predominant when they expanded out all over the universe, and they brought their culture with them. And by virtue of that, because they are the dominant society, not far as numerical is concerned, they're dominant and they're in control of everything. And so they are projecting that image not only in this Western Hemisphere. They're pushing that agenda in the motherland. And when you do business with them, you have to accept the LBGQ, XYZ, trying to get at you and me. You have to accept them. That is part of their agenda. They are the greatest exporters of homosexuality, universally speaking.
Yeah. Yes,
they are
exactly.
The greatest exporters.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, my parents, I never had a lot of money, but I monitored my children and what they saw, and we had discussions. And prepare them for their exposure, what's going on in the world, the people.
Right.
Because it's the people that's psychotic, not the earth, you know. And I know when people say the world, they're talking about different nations. But see,
exactly.
You know, ongoing that people want to come here, and that's just because of the premise in which America was based on freedom. But we know that freedom wasn't for us. It was freedom for them. They felt that through their God, they deserved this land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was there in 1776. And they kept lying to the indigenous with these treaties that came up every so often, and it got worse. Now, today, they don't even own a state, a breaking portion of land. And just imagine, they roam this whole country. So some people don't think that it's important to know the history, but it is. Because we got young people coming up really want to know. They want to understand their circumstances. They want to know the history of this country. And maybe they feel they can make it better, make it more. Because what's going on right now, no, it's not going to get any better. And we have to hold on and be strong. In these moments of weakness, that we may succumb to a lot of this rhetoric that's going on around here. It's always that you have to think. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to have a PhD. You just have common sense. My grandma would say motherhood, to know what's going on around you. And that awareness should prompt you to change who you are. Like people, like my mother used to be an alcoholic. She hadn't drank in 40 years. Never went, and I told her, no, because they got this thing, once you're an alcoholic, you're always. No, you're not always an alcoholic. That's over and done with. I'm giving that example just to say how we've been so manipulated in this Western Western thought process, that if we go outside of that box, you know, our own people look at us as being weird. Our own people push us away because they don't want to be condemned. They don't want to feel they got to give up so much. I said, what do you have to really give up? If you're a church, you're not going to church. There's a lot of people who don't care about church. Anyway, there's people who don't, aren't concerned with the politics. I mean, some way that we have to reach our people, even if they turn us away. Continue to be the way that we are and grow in the process. Jay Hayes.
Thank you, Emo.
He has a television on. Sound like a television.
Somebody turn their TV off, man. You don't want to be talking on the TV, looking at the TV on the show, man. Turn that down.
Thank you.
Anybody want to hear as the world turns and one life to live?
Don't like, wait a minute.
Abby, I ain't trying to put it on you. But that you?
Don't try it because mine ain't even on.
I know Cartrell ain't over there listening to One Life to Live as the world turns.
Maybe somebody's background.
Not mine. That's fine. It's quiet now.
Yeah, Cartrell over there listening to One Life to Live as the world turns.
I said you guys gotta be quiet now.
You sound like Elsafar. Elsafar again.
My bad, bro. My bad. I ain't looking for no trouble. I'm sorry. What Cartrell said?
Against your friend. Okay.
What Cartrell said? You sound like Elsafar. You making accusations.
Is he telling the truth?
Yes, he was telling the truth. I make it, I repent. I'm sorry, country.
That is right.
Yeah. And what's for? What's the country?
What are friends for?
Exactly. We love each other.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah, but I want to make a point. You know, you brought up Job's wife, and we just tell stories and tell them like they are, but we tell beautiful stories. But sisters don't break bad, and they keep connected with their brothers, or husbands, and the nation. And as far as that's concerned, that story, the onus is not placed on every woman. Because that's just her story. That's not all our women's story. All our women are, most of our women are beautiful. They are supportive. They are connected to the brothers in the nation. And they know what part they play. And then we would tell stories about King Saul and things of that nature and that vein of conversation. We tell King Saul's story, but we know all men, the oldest. It's not on all men for as King Saul is concerned. You had King David came right behind him, an excellent brother, although he made his mistakes. Although we tell the beautiful story of Queen of Dasha / Esther. We tell the beautiful story of Ruth, Deborah, and so on and so forth. So I don't want people to ever come on this show think that this show going to bash women. I bash men. We bash everybody. But and then in the same vein, we lift up everybody. We support we support our beautiful sisters. Right. And we support our beautiful brothers. Go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off. But the only thing what I see about Joe's wife is that she didn't have the faith and the strength and the trust. Like Joe did. If she did, she would have, well, I'll put it this way, just to, so you understand exactly where I'm coming from.
Okay.
You married to that man. You stand by that man through thick and thin. She should have prayed all the way through with her man, not tell him to go ahead and do that and die. That's what type of woman she should have been. That's how a woman should be, even over her household. With the man also, the same thing. They could pray together. It's even stronger. Let us all cry out to Yah and pray. But don't just say, oh, go ahead and, you know, do this and do that and get it over with. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Yeah, that's real harsh over that. I'm going to keep it real with you. That was rather harsh of her to do that.
Yes.
Under the circumstance, this man, he lost his children just like you lost your children. He lost his property just like he lost your property. And the only difference, but he's physically, right, he's physically inflamed with his body. And she didn't give no consideration of the fact.
What have you done to me, lately?
It's the same thing with women out here. Like I look at things, and like today, a man could be in the hospital dying, or vice versa, his wife in the hospital dying. Instead of them praying and trying to see it out through, they in there say, "Go pull the plug." I ain't got no money to pull the plug.
Well, maybe not. Come on now, Sister Hootie. Maybe he spoke to his wife in privacy and said, "Hey, baby, I don't want to be suffering like that on the machines and whatnot. You know what to do." So she's under her husband's wishes. If her husband said, "I don't want to be vegetated and all that kind of stuff," you can't really knock her for that.
This is my own feelings. My emotions is if believing in Yah, if you have Yah in your life, I just can't see like taking your life.
But Abby, check this out. Be fair about this, Abby. Seth, for instance, that man, a woman, they've made a pact, and she said, "Baby, pray to Yah for me. Pay to Yah for me 7 days or whatnot, 3 days or whatnot." After that 7 day, everything the same way. Hit that plug.
Okay, they did. They praying and they got that understanding. I could see it, but that's that. You know what I'm saying? They done forgot about Yah. They done put Yah in the situation whatsoever. They running this show. That's how some of these people are today.
Girl, well, like I said, if I was in a terrible accident and I was with a woman, that's a personally speaking, a wife, and I was in a terrible accident, they say his brain is dead, and I would say, "Honey, this is how it goes. If them folk tell you this, that, and the other, take some time out, take a chill pill, go to Yah. That's what we do. Go to Yah."
Yeah.
And after a certain period of time, you don't hear nothing from Yah. Yah done already told you. Leave it alone and tell them folks it's time to wrap up the show. I know it's gonna hurt you. But I won't be hooked on no machine.
Cartier, Sister Hula.
Well, Cartier was gonna say something. Go ahead and speak, brother. He had a comment. Cartier.
I was calling.
You there? You was going to say something.
You hear me?
Yes.
They cut me off.
Oh.
I was commenting on Joe's wife. She had the Janet Jackson mentality. What have you done for me lately?
Uh-huh.
She lost everything.
She what?
What have you done for me lately? I guess she felt like Joe wasn't doing nothing for her lately, so the later for him.
Yeah, she was singing that Janet Jackson song, "What Have You Done For Me Lately?"
Uh-huh.
Joe found out she was a fool. So far as me being on life support, if I'm brain dead, you could pull a plug.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to experiment with my body or take my body parts. You know, I want to go to the great hole. With all the things that y'all gave me, don't cut nothing off.
Exactly. That's all right.
Yeah, I can understand. I understand that, like I was saying, but I was just saying it like how they quick to do it these days. They don't have no concept of going to Yah or praying. All they do is just say pray to pull that plug because I can't pay them more.
He's right.
I'm saying today they don't have nothing. They don't think about Yah.
Mhm. You're right. They don't have no moral fiber about themselves. They don't care.
And country are right. And their mindset, men and women alike. What have you? She can't do nothing for me. She in the bed. She. You hit that machine. Put a plug on her.
Yeah.
He ain't
you know why? You know. You know why they want to pull a plug, right?
Why is that, Katria?
Because they want to go into her apartment and see what she got.
Exactly. Exactly. Let me check and see what I'm going to get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Show me the money.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, that was a lovely discourse and conversation, my beautiful sisters. And in the ending, Aviyah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything of interest or anything related to the subject matter or not related to the subject matter you'd like to share in closing?
No, I think I've ran my mouth with, you know, pretty good tonight, pretty well. Well, you know, it's more than usual for me. But
you're right about that one.
I love to hear from you, but I like to hear from her. I always like to hear from her.
Sister, I'm here, but you know, I get in my mood when it's time for me to talk. I talk, and then when I feel like I need to just be quiet, just be quiet. I obey my spirit, the spirit, you know,
way
I feel. So sometimes you might hear me talk, sometimes you don't. But don't. One thing for sure, I'm always here.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
But I do want to tell y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you. I love you all. And may y'all always bless you and your family.
Of course, thank you.
Stay strong. And one day we will be together.
May the Most High bless you.
Most High bless you.
May the Most High bless you. Sister Yehudi.
No, I passed the baton to Katriel.
You don't have any closing remarks or whatnot?
Just, I love everybody, and I appreciate this platform.
No, I want to say something to you, though.
What?
You remember when we started this years ago?
Yes.
You remember when we tried to get Sister Abby out to say something? Now you can't shut up.
Right now, see? You think you're going to start picking on me like you pick on me? I got news for you. But I'll put you in your place. You be
I ain't looking for no trouble, no ma'am. I don't want no trouble.
Listen to me, young man. Listen to me, young man. Young man, listen to me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You respect your elders.
Yes, ma'am. I certainly do. I ain't looking for no trouble.
All right, now.
Yes,
I need
ma'am.
Sister Abiyah. I need her on more often.
Yes, ma'am. I ain't looking for no trouble. Our dear brother and friend from New York City, what's your closing remark?
Lil Gregory's watching you, man.
Come on, man. Why you got to put Gregory on me, man?
Yeah. Don't put Gregory watching
me,
man.
Gregory on me.
My grandma like that, man.
Yeah, don't put Bree, her granddaughter, and little Gregory, the grandson. Don't do me like that, Cartrell.
No, don't do yourself like that, man.
I love it.
Yeah. Hey, little Gregory, I love you. I ain't looking for no trouble. All right.
Yeah, we all looking for a new heart, new spirit to be tuned in to our Creator. And my prayer is that Yah hears us and returns his love to us. Forgives us for the wrong we've done and our fathers have done. And I hope we can learn a lesson from Job, how to really be friends. And not Eliphaz's.
Yep. Hey, hold on. I feel like you directed Eliphaz toward me.
No, I'm directing Eliphaz at Eliphaz. It's a stupid word.
Yeah.
If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
All right.
So, yes, I hope we can take a valuable lesson out of the book of Job, because it touches on friendship. It touches on our connection
Amen.
With Yah. It touches
Amen.
On our understanding beyond what we might know. And we just need to be humble and
Amen.
be strong like Job. And if
Amen.
People come at you, get up, stand up, Stand up for your rights.
Y'all heard that, didn't you?
Badger you, right?
Yes, indeed.
Don't let nobody badger you.
I like that, Cottrell.
All right.
Well,
I thank Cottrell for his wisdom. I have to give a shout-out. Thank you. Toda Rabba, Cottrell.
All right. Praise y'all. So, wisdom is my friend. I look for her every day.
And I have to really thank Yamsu for having a platform of equal opportunity.
Hey, man. No, there ain't no big her, little him, right. Big her on the show. That's us. We're tethered together at the hips. She's not our footstools. He's not her footstools. She's not our head. He's not her head. There are relegations in relationship that the Most High says they're relegated to. But that does not mean domination, mistreatment, abuse, and just do it whatever you want to do to her. She has a role in the relationship. He has a role in the relationship. And if they do their role, they're going to roll together. If they listen to this Western Hemisphere, this patriarchal that consists on the universal right, race, supremacy, and feminism, they're going to have some problems. Okay?
Hey, all right. You remember them old duets?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They made sweet music when it was like them duets.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly was, Gotcha. Working together. Sweet music. Sweet music, Sister Huda. Working together.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet music, Sister Abby. Working together. Sweet music, Brother Cottrell. Working together. Tell them to hear. Sweet music. All right. Fellow students, it's always a pleasure. This is family night. That's why we extend this night to the very end. And this is the end. Cottrell, Sister Huda, Abby, we don't know much in life. But that's why we trust in the Most High. But we do know this for certainty. You're getting ready to get out of here on the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. And Cottrell, Sister Huda, and Abiyah, we like to leave y'all with parting gifts like we always do every night. We can't give it to you, but we can point you in the right direction. A new heart and a new spirit, which will help facilitate your studies, help enhance your studies, help open your eyes to these studies, which is a new heart. A new spirit. That's what you need. Pray to the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit. My brothers and sisters, would y'all like to say goodbye to our fellow students? Because we finna get ready to get out of here.
Shalom, everybody.
Okay. I heard Abby. When you get us started, you can't stop her. Abby.
Shalom, family.
Okay,
shalom.
Remember,
shalom.
Little Greg is still watching you, Sue.
Gregory, I'm nice. Can we just be friends? I love y'all.
Can we be friends? Oh, no, girl.
Who's on there? Abby, y'all, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless, praise the Most High. Abby, y'all, and so this is a first on the Real Talk study. Hey, she's feeling good now. The Most High infused her. Oh, this first. Abby, y'all, you got to keep coming back.
God bless all his children.
Praise y'all. Praise y'all. I love y'all, brothers.
Stop this time. Yeah, yeah.
I love y'all, brothers and sisters. May the Most High bless you.
Love you too, bro.
And shalom. As Cottrell said, in dedication to what Cottrell said for your old set, hit it.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Don't know.
Almighty God.